Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October 7th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2. We use the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founders. And the goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Welcome to the broadcast. Hard-hitting talk radio continues. So, Kurt, there's an article. Houston transgender bathroom bill debate centers on the, quote, differing definitions of men. And they talk about the 15, quote, characteristics of gender, and they're off their rockers. And I brought that discussion up about the characteristics because I'd like to contrast that, and we did this last hour. Sam launches into a monologue last hour regarding God's view of gender. Now, let's just be very clear. I don't suggest I speak for God, but I will say God's word provides clarity. Okay? I don't speak for God, but God's word provides clarity on gender, male and female, created he them. And I think we're much better served talking about what is the proper role of a male and a female, how are those roles complementary rather than contradictory, and how do we fulfill our responsibilities and roles. And I have a document that I felt provided an incredible guide. It's the 20th year anniversary of the document. It's called The Family, A Proclamation to the World. The Family, A Proclamation to the World. And it defines the family as the fundamental unit of society. It defines the roles of males and females. It articulates how those roles are complementary to one another. If you want to find this document, just type in The Family, A Proclamation to the World, and you'll find it. Incredible document providing clarity. And that's the whole reason that I wanted to bring up this discussion. I don't want to get into the details of the fuzzy logic of man-made confusion on subjects, but I do want to provide a contrast for clarity. And I do want to clearly let you know where we stand. So anyway, that was last hour if you want to check that out. And give us a little bit. It'll be available on libertyroundtable.com for archived listening on demand to your heart's content purposes. All right, News the Networks refused to use this hour starts now, Kurt. And do you know who Neil Armstrong is, Kurt?
I think he's that guy that they said went to the moon.
Yes, sir. Right. Now, you know when he lived, right? You know he's dead, right?
Back.
All right, so, he was born in 1930, died 2012, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a debate about whether we've gone to the moon or not forever, and those who say we went to the moon absolutely triple down and they won't think about other options. They just say, I know we went, Sam. I don't care what you say. We went. You're goofy. And then they just start to ridicule those who question it. Then there are those who say we didn't go to the moon, and they're positive of it, and they think those who think we went to the moon are so delusionary it's beyond imagination.
Yep.
I don't know if we went to the moon or not, Kurt, to be honest with you. What I do know is you can't trust government, and that's the biggest reason to believe we may not have went. They always lie. And so if they say we went to the moon just naturally thinking, we probably didn't. But I don't know if we went to the moon or not, Kurt. I really can't answer the question with definity. Mm-hmm. However, the reason I bring all this up is because I saw this on Vince Finelli's site. USA Prepares, by the way. The broadcast is right after John Stadtmuller's broadcast on Liberty News. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is the headline, Neil Armstrong refuses to swear on the Bible that he walked on the moon. So before he died, this guy ran around with a video camera, Kurt, and he caught Mr. Armstrong and confronted Neil on this, did you go to the moon thing? And the reporter had a couple things in his hands, Kurt. He had $5,000. And his video recorder, and a Bible. And he went up and he said, hey, Neil, Mr. Armstrong. And then he documents and he basically says, hey, you know what? If you went to the moon, you should have no problem swearing on a Bible stating that you went to the moon. Well, I don't know why. This thing came out in like 2010, I think, Kurt. It's been around for a while. I don't know how I missed it. But anyway, I wanted to play this audio from the video and just get some discussion point here. Listen carefully. Ready?
Mr. Armstrong, Bart Sibrel, ABC Digital. Wanted to give you the opportunity to swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. Will you put your left hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
gentlemen. Mr. Cybro.
Yes? If you really walked on the moon, why would you not do that? So why don't you just put the into the record in the argument and put your hand on the Bible, swear to God you walked on the moon.
Mr. Cybro, yeah. Knowing you, that's probably a fake Bible.
Really? Well, no, it's a real Bible. You have the opportunity to have $5,000.
The meeting is not open.
Well, you have $5,000 cash. You can give it to charity if you swear on the Bible that you
please,
walked on the moon.
Please,
I have a tape.
It'd be fine.
Why don't you swear to... Why not? Why won't you do it? So why don't you put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you walked on the moon?
Mr. Cybro has made a fool of himself in front of the world. Mr. Cybro, you do not deserve answers.
There you have it. Now, as far as we understand, some people who have gone to the moon, I guess, did swear on the Bible saying they went to the moon. But Mr. Neil Armstrong refused to swear on the Bible that he went to the moon. Kurt refused to take the $5,000 to donate it to the charity of his choice. Now, is that definitive that we didn't go to the moon because of that? Of course not. But it's sure interesting, isn't it? Later in his life, now, Mr. Neil Armstrong was very bold and very in your face about going to the moon. But after that, he was very quiet in his life. Kurt, he would rarely grant any interviews. There wasn't pictures of him taken hardly at all or anything. And then they confront him. Hey, he refuses to swear on the Bible that he would walk on the moon. Why wouldn't, if you just walked on the moon, Kurt, why wouldn't you just put your hand up there and say, absolutely, I did. Hey, give $5,000 to this charity and it would be a news story in your favor. But now it just adds greater fuel for the conspiracy folks on the moon landing stuff, Kurt.
It does make you, I just don't understand why in the world you wouldn't do it if you...
I mean, if it was on, if I literally went to the moon, I was honorable, I was honest, I'd almost mock the guy and say, you guys are so goofy to question if I went to the moon. I don't know why you would question such a thing, just because you don't understand the technology behind it or whatever. Look, here's the Bible, here's my hand, I swear that I went to the moon and I walked on the moon. When we said we did, hey, here's $5,000. I want you to give it to whatever charity is near and dear to your heart. Personally, I'd give it to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for their humanitarian efforts is what I would do. But that's just me. You give it to whatever you want to. I'm just telling you, why wouldn't you just do that and almost turn the story around on the reporter? In 2 seconds, it would turn the story. But if you're getting close to your end of the life or end of your life, Kurt, and you're thinking about maybe meeting your maker and you really didn't, you might kind of not want to lie to the Almighty and then confront Peter. Just saying. Anyway, I don't know about it, Kurt. That's not a definitive either way. I'm not here to triple down and say we didn't go to the moon or we did go to the moon. I'm just saying it's an interesting situation that I like to keep an eye on. It's kind of another little twist in that saga, so to speak. All right, yeah. Dateline, Mr. Snowden, Kurt. He said I'd go to prison to return to the United States. So not only are there not boatloads of... There, not only are there not boatloads of folks leaving, Kurt, there's folks saying they'll go to prison just to come here now. Just to those naysayers that hate America and think everything's horrible here and every other country's just awesome, right?
Yeah.
Well, Snowden's ready to go to prison just to get back here, Kurt.
Yeah, he's experienced a little time out of the country, hasn't he, Sam?
Yes, and I'm not at all downing his whistleblowing. I think he was right to blow the whistle. I think the United States government's wrong to be so hostile to him.
Yeah.
At the same time, he says he's willing to go to prison to return to the U.S. I wish there was a way to broker a deal. He says he's offered this multiple times, and there's no, you know, offer or workout deal from the United States government at all.
Yeah. And, you know, now some would say, take this and say, see, look, America is so good, people are even willing to go to prison to come here. And I'd say, well, what we should learn from this is even with our faults, even with the weaknesses we have, compared to the rest of the world, we're ahead of the game. Now, what we don't want to do is just stop there. Because what we want to do is say, now, where would we be if we really used America's basic foundational documents? You know,
amen to
in
that.
Particular, the Constitution. And we... you know, live like we should, then not only where would America be, but where would the rest of the world be? Because, you know, it's basically like a competition thing. You know, in business, for example, if your competition gets better for you to survive, what do? You've got to get better. And, in countries.
Well, it provides leadership too, Kurt.
Choose. That's exactly the point. People look and say, "Hey, America's doing this, and if our country doesn't, what we'll do is lose business, etc. We'll lose these people going to, you know, that country or whatever." And we're hearing that about Trump's plan to, you know, bring those taxes back when he lowers taxes on businesses, etc. You know, that's that same kind of thing works with the Constitution, etc.
Amen to that. There's something else I think we should learn from Snowden's statement. I'd go to prison to return to the U.S. I want to really kind of double down on this. We'll talk about it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use on your radio. So, Kurt, Snowden says I'd go to prison to return to the United States. And let me just tell you, I think there's a couple other things, a couple other takeaways that we need to focus on with regards to this. Number one, a lot of people believe Snowden hated America and that his intentions were just to down America or to do harm to the United States, etc. And they treat him kind of as an enemy combatant, kind of as a terrorist, at least government officials do, on both sides of the aisle, which is tragic. This just shows how much he really does care about and have an affinity for America, Kurt. He wants to come back. He's saying, if there's accountability, I'll take my lumps, but I want to come back. And I think that's really points in his favor to a genuineness about Mr. Snowden. I don't know him personally, Kurt. I don't know anything about him hardly, except for what he's released. But I'm saying the fact that he says, I want to come back and take my lumps, that's pretty telling about his character and pretty telling about what he holds dear, Kurt. That's number one that I think. Number two, we need to create an environment, Kurt, where people can whistleblow, where people can create accountability in government, and where there is a workout solution. If the laws have been violated, you know what? Maybe Snowden does need to be accountable to some degree. At the same time, he deserves defense for blowing the whistle. When has he maybe broken the law versus when does he blow the whistle on others that have been breaking the law? And why should Snowden be the only one to be accountable here? And a lot of this wiretapping and spying on the American people and stuff like that, if we're going to hold Snowden to accountability and consider prison or whatever for him, why don't we have prison for those he blew the whistle on when he was correct and they violated the law? See, we need to create a protection for whistleblowers in America, Kurt. And the sooner we do it, the sooner we'll get America back on the right track. I just thought I'd point that out, too. Any other comments on that?
Well, that's a great point, Sam, and that's exactly the issue here. You know, on the one hand, we sound like, oh, yeah, we appreciate these people that go the extra mile and say what's up. But then later, you know, the when somebody really does like this guy, what's his name?
Edward Snowden.
Yeah, Ed Snowden. When he does that, you know, we don't really reward them properly. In fact, like he says, he's a little concerned there's jail in his
Well, at least he could get us some protection, Kurt. At least we could do is hold those who he blew the whistle on when he was right and they broke the law. At least we could do is create accountability based on that revelation.
Yeah, but it's always turned around. Typically, the law really fits for you and me and maybe Ed Snowden, but it doesn't really for the kingmen, if you will.
And that we got to change in America for sure. All right, Kurt. Yeah. Do you remember who Rachel Dolezal is?
I remember hearing the interview. I'm trying to.
That's that chick that's white that pretended she was black and she worked for the NAACP and all this kind of stuff. And the big scandal came and everything else, right?
Gotcha. Yeah. All
right. Well, do you know who Rihanna is, Kurt?
I think she's some musician lady.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I think Rihanna is black, Kurt.
Really?
You might want to look that up. I don't really know. I just think that. I think somebody told me that at some point.
Google. Rihanna, is Rihanna black?
No, you'd have to say Rihanna photo, Kurt. Come on. You just have to see. If you say, is Rihanna black? I mean, come on. Anyway, I don't know if she's black or not, but I think that she is black, and I think that Rachel is white, okay? Well, anyway, the reason that this is all coming up right now, Kurt, is because Rihanna calls Rachel Dolezal a bit of a hero. And now everybody's attacking Rihanna for saying Rachel was a hero. Because, see, the problem is Rachel lied, Kurt, and wanted everybody to believe she was black, and it was kind of she was masquerading as a black person, which she really wasn't, all this stuff. Now, Rihanna says that Rachel's a hero, and now everybody's attacking Rihanna about this. They're like, did I just see Rihanna tweet this? What's going on? Was it a typo? And everybody's kind of freaking out. And here's my response, Kurt. Let me just make this clear. Bruce Jenner, or whatever that guy's name is, now, can decide he becomes a woman and she's like coming out or he's like coming out as a she and his gender fluidity is just like celebrated to the nth degree, right? And men are able to masquerade as supposed women and demand going into females' restrooms, etc., over the country. And if you stand against that, man, you're like a bigot, you're evil, you're wrong. But then when a white woman wants to pretend she's a black woman, they say she can't do that. Then a black woman praises a white woman for the leadership in this racial fluidity, and now everybody's attacking the black woman. I just don't get it, Kurt.
Well, Sam, I mean, you got to remember is up is down and down is up and, you know, et cetera.
Now, if she would have come out as a black woman like and made a celebration of it like the degenerate Bruce Jenner did when he became supposedly a female, would she have been praised for it? The fact that she did it kind of undercover, was that the problem? And I bring this whole Snowden discussion into the mix because wasn't Snowden's whole claim to fame now that he was bringing to light that which had been covered up? Just wondering. I just find that interesting. And so now they're going to attack Rihanna for defending Rachel. And it's just like, wow. All right, don't worry, though, Kurt. It's all okay. The first Microsoft laptop, it's coming out, buddy. It's called the Surface Book. And it's just been announced. You going to get one of them Microsoft laptops, Kurt, called the Surface Book?
Oh, do you recommend that, Sam?
I've never been able to play with one because they just barely came out, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
The idea is Microsoft and Apple have kind of had two different plans, Kurt. The plan from Apple was tightly integrate the software and the hardware and become the exclusive distributor virtually of both. And Microsoft's plan was, we'll make the software, anybody and their dog can make the hardware, and it can work together. Well, now we see Microsoft losing shares, Apple gaining shares, and it's kind of interesting because now Microsoft is taking a page out of the Apple Blue Book. What do you think?
Well, it is an interesting, you know, at least in the business world, and, well, you need to learn from your good competition, and if the people at Microsoft don't view Apple as competition, I don't know, you know, who's going to help them understand that, but they should learn from them, and, you know, maybe this is a step in the right direction, because competition typically means that we all get a better product from it, in my opinion. So, you know, that's, I guess you could say, good news, you know, with Microsoft bringing out the Surface, you say. Yeah, that's interesting to me. You know, Sam, it looks like in other news, it looks like the folks at People have published...
What is that, People Magazine, Kurt? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They have now published all 535 congressional phone numbers, and they've asked their readers to push an anti-gun agenda. I just find it interesting that, you know, at least... Many times we're told that if we use the media to get our way or whatever, to, you know, that kind of thing, that that's just unfair. And yet so many times the, I guess you could say, in my opinion, the enemies of freedom, hey, they want to use it. You know, they really are pushing the whole idea that, hey, if they would get rid of these guns, we wouldn't have this mass shooting. You know, and all this, the people are saying this, but anyway, they urge their readers to contact their representatives, and they've got two entire pages of the magazine that list all 535 phone numbers of the voting members of the House and the Senate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I say the media is where the answers are found to a great degree, Kurt, in terms of solutions. Speaking of that, one of the reasons that the new media taking center stage is so valuable is because we let listeners bring up topics that they believe are important without really screening the calls. And we might get somebody's name or something like that, but we don't lock people out. We don't do abortions like Rush Limbaugh used to do with callers. We're going to take a caller on a topic that I think you'll find fascinating. Hang tight in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. One of our listeners, TZ, emailed in and said, hey, Sam, there's a film I think you ought to learn about and watch and everything. And I thought it was such a good idea. It was a great film. And I didn't know about it. So thanks to TZ for bringing it to my attention. And I emailed the staff about the film to see if we could get somebody on the air about it. And somehow on the website, I thought that we had missed the dates for the film in Utah, and so I haven't brought it up yet because I was waiting to set up the interview because I thought it'd be a much more beneficial broadcast if we did that. However, I might be missing something on this, and I haven't heard back from the staff yet. But Melanie, listener from Utah, wants to chime in. Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know we went and saw it last night, and the movie's called Peace Officer. It's about the militarization of the police. And it's at Gateway for today and tomorrow. Also, they're showing, I think there's 3 showings today and 3 showings tomorrow. So.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't realize it was that many days that it was being shown. I looked on the website and I thought it was like the 3rd and that I missed it and stuff like that. But you're saying it's today and tomorrow where again?
At the Gateway in Salt Lake City.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. It was have you seen that?
All right, now the Peace Officer film, just so everybody knows, it's about the history of a former sheriff by the name of Dub Lawrence. And Scott Christopher, or Scott, what is it, Christofferson? And Brad Barber are the 2 kind of directors of the film. And it chronicles his experiences as a peace officer and how he is very concerned about the militarization of the cops. It documents in great detail. Why don't you give us a little bit better thumbnail, will you?
Yeah. So they did a great job. It's a really fair view. It shows it's not like your typical media reporting, you know, where they take the information from one side and sway it to fit their views. I was impressed with what they did, considering, I mean, it's Dub's son-in-law that the main storyline is about, and he did a great job of telling the truth and showing the challenges on both sides of the situation. It has the Daniel Willard story in there. It has Matthew David Stewart story in there with a whole bunch more information than I've ever understood about any of those stories. It has I don't remember the gentleman's name that was killed that had the golf club. It shows the footage of the SWAT team coming in and shooting him as he's standing there trying to defend himself with a golf club. It has a story of a family that was invaded by the SWAT team, and the SWAT team just had the wrong family, and it tells the families telling their story of their little children and how terrified everybody was as they, you know, banged through the door and handcuffed the dad and then said, oh, we got the wrong guy. And anyway, it was really, really good.
How did you hear about the film in the first place, Melanie? Because I hadn't even heard about it. And then one of our listeners tipped me off on it, and I got an email into him right now, hopefully to do an interview.
Yeah. We are good friends with Brian Wood, who was killed. We were right outside, we were there the day that it happened. And so just family members let us know when it was in town.
All right. They got a peace officer trailer on the website, by the way, which is kind of cool. You guys can learn about it. Where you go to learn more, because this film is going to be in showings all across the country. They've got kind of a calendar where it may be playing nearest you as well. Peaceofficerfilm.com is the website, just like it sounds. Peaceofficerfilm.com. And I hope that we can get somebody on about it. I've also forwarded this to my friends at the CSPOA, and I'm wondering how we might be able to help spread the word on this film as well, Melanie.
Yeah. Pull me off the air and give me somebody, and I will get me somebody's number that I can, or just give it to me now, and I'll see if I can get somebody's contact. Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do: email me, and give me your number, and then I'll call you back. Okay. So the email address is libertyroundtable.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay, great.
And then I'll get with you, and we'll talk about it. Thank you so much for the update. It is playing again tomorrow and the next day, then, or today and tomorrow. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Today and tomorrow at the Gateway.
At the Gateway in Salt Lake City. It's called Peace Officer Film, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com, and then we'll get that together and do an interview. Thanks so much, Melanie. See, that's the kind of stuff, Kurt, the mainstream press ain't going to do, are they? They're not going to let that happen.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, we sure appreciate people like Melanie that, give us a heads up and just let us know what's happening. Because even though Sam, you know, can work, you know, 72 hours a day and that kind of thing, but he's not able to do everything, even though, you know, I mean, he has huge abilities.
Even after all my efforts are exercised to sit Kurt Crosby on the project, and that still doesn't even get it all done. See what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? So, no, I'm just saying I appreciate TZ emailing me, and I had been working on this project, and I didn't realize it was airing today and tomorrow, or else I would have brought it up sooner. I was hoping to get somebody from the film on air, either maybe Dub, the former sheriff himself, maybe some of the producers, or anyway. And so I still hope to do that. I got an email into him. I'm a little surprised I haven't heard back yet. But hopefully Melanie, obviously a listener or something, she heard about the show. We're grateful for her chiming in, though. And that's exactly what we need, ladies and gentlemen, as citizen reporters all over the country, because we can scoop the mainstream press big time that way.
Yes.
All right.
Great point.
Thank heavens for citizens reporters is my headline. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I mean, that's where you go to get the facts, on the ground, boots on the ground.
Now, since Kurt exercises way more than me, I think you better take this story.
Well, the headline says, that basically you might as well give it up, Sam, when it comes to, exercise, because half hour of exercise a day may not be enough to keep you healthy. You know, this is every day, they say. They say the risk of heart failure only plummets after 5 hours a week. Let's see,
Let me figure this out. If I were to do six days a week and then the seventh day I rest like the Lord directs, Kurt,
yes,
then I'd have 3 hours, I guess, and I just didn't make it, did I?
Oh, well, no. Or you could get, I guess you could get 5 hours, an hour for the 5 days and take 2 days off. They say doing the recommended 2.5 hours a week of exercise a week lowers risk by 10%. This isn't good enough, and doubling it to 5 hours reduces the risk by 19%. They say those who do 10 hours a week had a 35% lower chance of heart failure. The experts say the heart is a muscle and works more efficiently when exercised.
What do you think of all this, Kurt?
There's something new for you. you know, so many times I look at it and say, well, I want to know more about, you know, how they really analyze things. But I do believe that it makes sense to do what you can on exercise. But what is exercise exactly, Sam? Like, for example, if for your work, let's say you're, a guy like me and you're selling
exercise
honey,
is only if you pay for a gym membership, sir.
Okay. Well, see? Anyway, then I guess I don't qualify.
Yeah, in fact, what you need to do is take the elevator at work because you go to the gym. You got it?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
See, that's kind of the weird world we live in, it seems to me. And I challenge this study, Kurt, not because I don't think that more exercise is good for you. I agree with that general premise. Where I disagree is this idea that we've got to constantly determine the latest man-made view. First, they're like, oh, five-minute workouts are just as awesome as this. And, oh, no, then you got to exercise 5 hours, not the current recommended 2.5 hours. And you got to this. And I just want to set aside all their latest always learning and never coming to the truth, so-called knowledge. And I just want to tell you that, you know what, the more you exercise and the more consistent that exercise is, the better off it is for you, Kurt. And you know what, they should pay me a few million dollars for that rocket scientist revelation. But think about what I'm saying. Yeah. The more exercise you do, within reason, the better for you, Kurt. The more consistent, the better. And I personally believe that, and this is when you say, what is exercise? I personally believe that day-to-day reality exercise, meaning walking to a location, you know, lifting and doing the normal things of life, vacuuming stairs, weeding the garden. I personally believe those type of daily reality exercises are 10 times better for you than isolating certain muscles at the gym. In other words, I look at the body as kind of a holistic situation, and I say, you know what? Muscles are designed to not only work, but work in groups based on human usage, if you will. In other words, walking, just so you know, you have about 600 plus muscles, they say, and walking exercises over 200 of them. Okay, so muscles are designed to work in coordination with each other, etc. And that's why I believe that exercise, and they'd have to do a big old study about this, Kurt, to prove that I'm right.
Yeah.
But exercise from day-to-day living, and I'm talking about taking the stairs, not the elevator, normal, you know, gardening, walking somewhere to do something, lifting your groceries into your house, whatever, vacuuming your floor, sweeping, whatever. Day-to-day exercise based on reality of life is way better for you than specific weight training that oftentimes those weights are much too heavy for the body and not good to just, I'm going to just drill down for an hour and go crazy on this isolation of muscle exercise scenario. You're much better off consistent, daily, real-life exercise. And the more you get within reason, the better. But now I've just blown up the whole medical world, haven't I, Kurt? Crazy. All right, quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Way too much news, not enough time to deliver it. We continually find ourselves in that position. Half an hour exercise may not be enough. I'm just telling you, the more exercise you get, the more real life that exercise is, the better. Write it down. When the studies spend billions of dollars, they'll come back, and they should have hired Sam as a consultant. All they got to do is pay off my house, about 150 grand. I'll get that done. I'll just take that and, you know, solve it for them. Obama's United Nations plan is to globalize cops against, quote, violent extremists. WorldNet Daily wrote the piece. Leal Holman or Hallman is the author. Conservative Christians are becoming the targets, Kurt. President Obama's new, quote, Strong Cities Initiative, or Strong Cities Network is what it's called, announced last week at the United Nations, appears to be another effort to strip authority from police and local police departments and to demonize conservative Christians. And at the same time, the Ten Commandments were just removed from the Oklahoma Capitol grounds. So the assault on Christians, Kurt, is alive and well and led by Barack Hussein Obama. Right now, via the new Strong Cities Network just announced through the United Nations, the goal is to circumvent all the cops and create a global police force, especially to deal with dissidents such as Christian people like Sam and Kurt. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, this doesn't surprise you, right, Sam?
Of course not. Barack's a hardened communist. It's my humble belief that his father's Frank Marshall Davis, and he's been agitating ever since he got into government, Kurt. And in before that, as a community, quote, organizer. He's been, you know what, dabbling in communist, or immersed in communist rhetoric forever. And he wants to demonize conservative Christians, although he claims he's a Christian. He also claims he's a Muslim. Then if you bring up he's a Muslim, they want to assault you and say that he's a Christian, set the record straight. But the Strong Cities Network Initiative is a serious problem indeed. It's going to basically push for a global police force, Kurt.
Wow. Yep, that's exactly why we want to promote the whole idea of the county sheriff and, you know, the real solutions, how they're right there in front of us.
Yeah, go see the peace and, officer film, and then let's help resist, huh?
Good point.
It's playing basically at the Gateway in Salt Lake City today and tomorrow. Thank heavens for Melanie chiming in on that for us.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, there's a prison debate team. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe after they send me to prison for being a Christian broadcaster, Kurt, then I could be on that debate team, buddy.
You could be on the debate team, yeah.
Darn right. I didn't go to Harvard, but I debated those suckers.
Yeah, I was just amazed, but apparently, this prison debate team has taken down the Harvard big shots, and I just didn't know that the prisons had debate teams, And therefore, they say hard work pays off, Sam. And this New York's Eastern Correctional Facility has these major bragging rights after they beat the National Debate Championship team from Harvard. I guess the inmates invited the Harvard team to the Napanauch prison for a friendly match. The Eastern Correctional Facility team was formed a couple of years ago, and the men take debate classes that are taught by the Bard College. Bard, isn't that what they talk about when they talk about Shakespeare? But anyway, I guess 15% of the inmates are enrolled in different courses in the Bard Prison Initiative. So if you really want some good college, go to prison. Students in the prison are held to the exact same standards, levels of rigor, and expectations as students on the Bard's main campus. Anyway, during the battle against Harvard, the inmates had to argue that public schools should have the right to turn away students whose parents came to the U.S. without documents.
I could argue for that, Kurt, pretty easy.
They say it was a stance the inmates didn't agree with, but they were able to come up with points Harvard wasn't expecting. That's according to the AP. And a neutral panel of judges declared them the winners. The inmates have defeated teams from West
Poor
Point
Harvard.
And the University of Vermont, and the Harvard team appears happy to join their ranks. Yeah.
Yeah, sure anyway, they are. They're super happy about that, Kate.
They said, I guess on their posting on Facebook, there are a few teams we are prouder of having lost a debate to than the phenomenally intelligent and articulate team we faced this weekend. Talking about the prison debate team. So anyway, who says you can't learn a lot?
Well, and maybe these people could be on the debate team. You brought up this headline before, but I want to just hammer it home. People publishes all 535 congressional phone numbers, asks readers to push anti-gun agenda. Should there be accountability? Should those people, folks, go to prison, Kurt? Maybe they could be on the debate team for that?
Well, yeah. I guess so.
I just kind of wondering.
Yeah, good point.
All right, Rihanna thought she could change Chris Brown, Kurt?
Yeah, now, you brought up Rihanna, and I didn't know that much about her, so I studied up a little bit. I guess she had a former boyfriend that beat her up, and then she got back with him. That was in 2009, beat her up, and then she got back with him in 2012, and then she kind of woke up and said, I'm not going to do that anymore. But the interesting part about the story, as usual, is way down at the end of the story. And they ask her if, you know, since she doesn't have a good husband, well, they didn't say that, boyfriend or whatever, doesn't it get lonely? She says, it's lonely, but I have so much work, etc. But she says, I always see the best in people. I hope for the best. And I always look for that little bit of good, that potential, and wait for it to blossom. She adds that most men today are afraid to be gentlemen because it makes them look soft. She said, I'll wait forever if I have to, but that's okay.
I ain't afraid to be a gentleman for fear I'll look soft, Kurt. I think real men aren't afraid of that.
Good point. I like that part of the story anyway. You know. So.
Yeah, she thought she could change Chris Brown. She says, I was that girl. Now Rihanna admits she made a mistake. And that's kind of a typical scenario with women, Kurt. That they believe a lot of times they can somehow change. They're that perfect person that can just make change. And I guess what I'm saying, when you're looking for a spouse, and I don't know if that's what she's looking for, but she ought to be.
Yes.
It's not really a wise idea, Kurt, to look for a bad boy that you can change.
Good point.
And usually someone's behavior is pretty indicative of how they'll behave in the future. I'm not saying people can't change, but I am saying that you got to be really careful of that. And so, Rihanna, maybe you ought to try to find someone in church. If you're looking for somebody who will be chivalrous, somebody who will be a real man, a gentleman, maybe you ought to look at somewhere like church rather than the bar.
That's a good idea.
Maybe you ought to look for someone who's not like a rock star famous. What? Rapper?
Yeah.
Or what? Maybe you ought to look in a different kind of like circle of people, and you might just get different results, Rihanna. Now, I'm not downing her. I feel bad for her. I'm not justifying abuse. Chris Brown was evil and wrong. But he pled guilty to assaulting her in 2009, Kurt. I knew about this back in the day, and then they got back together, and it almost as if she doesn't see the truth. Love is blind, they say, Kurt. Well, I just submit to you that one of the best ways to increase your success, it doesn't mean because you meet someone at church that they're perfect, Kurt. But I'm just telling you, if you want to bet the odds, if you meet somebody at church or at work or at school, right. In other words, the more productive places that you meet people, the greater chance they will be productive, safe, effective, chivalrous, gentlemen, or ladies type people. And I mean, I met my wife at a church barbecue, for instance, Kurt, to make the point. And I'm not telling you that there's no chance for trouble. There's always a chance for trouble. Sad to say, there are no guarantees, is the way many people say it. But I'm telling you that the odds increase significantly that you will get a person that at least tries to be who they say they are, who at least tries to. When you get a rock star in the rap world, you know what? Or a famous football player, baseball player, basketball player, rock star, actor, actress, you know, the more famous somebody is, rarely are they the kind of person you want to be with, and most likely a train wreck of their life is going to be the case.
Yep.
If you don't believe me, just go study the odds. If you meet somebody at church or at school or at work or maybe on a volunteer effort of some kind, or your likelihood of getting the right kind of person that will truly give their all to a relationship increases substantially. And the reason that I bring all that up, Curtis, this is Solutions Radio, and I just want to tell you. Now, I'm sure they'd have to do a big old couple of million-dollar study on that dude to see if I'm right.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you that it's sound advice, Kurt, from Sam.
Very good, Sam.
Sound advice from Sam. Sam's providing Rhiannon advice.
Yeah, you think she'll listen?
Heck no. Matt Drudge Unleashed says WorldNet Daily. Matt Drudge says I cannot be controlled. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I suppose if the big boys wanted to, they could control him. And they're trying to with the whole government control of the internet, aren't they?
Yeah. And I say, Matt, you're naive if you think you can't be controlled, my friend. I don't mean to be negative, but anyway, there you have it. Sam, full of advice for Rhiannon, and Matt Drudge can't be controlled on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hey, go see that Peace Officer film. It's at the Gateway in Salt Lake City today and tomorrow. Incredible stuff. We hope to get the producers on the radio with us to talk about it more in detail, and would like to thank that listener for dialing in and updating us on that. Thank you so much.
Nice work, Melissa.
It's not Melissa, it's Melanie, but yeah, nice work.
Well, anyway.
Amen.
Mail.
Thanks for being alongside with the ride at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.